It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Nicole Kidman, a.k.a. Coco Puff, as I like to call her, says her marriage to Tom Cruise protected her from being sexually harassed as a young actress. Kidman explained in a piece for New York Magazine, being married to Tom Cruise at 22 is something I'm always reluctant to talk about because I'm married now to Keith Urban, who is my great love, and it almost feels disrespectful. That said, I got married very young, but it definitely wasn't power for me. It was protection. I married for love, but being married to an extremely powerful man kept me from being sexually harassed. I would work, but I was still very much cocooned. So when I came out of it at 32 or 33, it almost felt like I had to grow up. She also talked about the hashtag MeToo movement and said, of course I've had MeToo moments. Since I was little, I have. But do I want to expose them in an article? No. Kanye West traveled to Uganda with his wife, Kim Kardashian, and his daughter, North. They met with Uganda's president yesterday, and Kanye gifted him Yeezy sneakers. They also chatted about tourism in Africa and, it seems, checking out a safari.
Would you like to shoot an elephant today, Kanye?
Left a really big impression on Kanye because he said, I have plans to turn part of Uganda into Jurassic Park. According to a video of the visit, the president of Uganda asked Kanye how many children they want to have, and Kanye said, we have three, and I would like to have seven. Kim smiled and said, I would not like to have seven. So, I don't know. That seems a little weird to me. Ariel Winter talked about the rumors that a character will be killed off on this last season of Modern Family.
It's not me.
Not you.
Not me. I can't say much else because if I do, it's possible it gives it away. And then it's also possible that I get a phone call from people who are super pissed at me. So, it's just not me.
She plays Alex on Modern Family, if you aren't super familiar with the show. And Chance the Rapper surprised fans in Chicago as a driver for the Undercover Lyft series. Chance went by the name John and wore a beanie and sunglasses while he drove people around. He talked with passengers about music and social work in Chicago while throwing in some of his lyrics as he was talking. And he partnered with Lyft's Roundup and Donate to raise money for public schools in Chicago. This is my favorite part that he did, and it's him using lyrics from his own song.
I love my riders. I just don't like when they spill fries on the seat.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense. Like
sometimes people will lie on the seat, you know what I mean? Fart on the seat.
Oh, no.
I thought that was hilarious. It was really cute. I just absolutely adore Chance the Rapper. Coming up after 7:15, did Stormy Daniels win her lawsuit against President Trump?